at work Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't know what days are anymore. And there was a story where I was talking to a couple of the guys in the back, and the girls in the front were in the window listening to the story. Long story short, I exposed a young man to Cameron. He had never heard of Cameron. He'd never heard of anything. So I play the song, Hey Mom. Oh, yeah, so you want to take the and the guys in the back are like, yeah, we know this song. And I said, well, this song he didn't know, and it's from the same fucking album. So I play it, and it's Oh Boy. Guy standing next to me says, I've never heard that song before. Lady on the other side of the window, who is black, looks at me and looks at him and said, you are a colored person. You were supposed to know that song.
What? That's funny.
I was like, jeez.
Colored, huh?
So you are a colored person. You are a colored person.
That's what we're doing now. I'm colored.
Well, that was one colored person calling the other person colored person.
Wait a minute. That don't mean you. I mean, what the fuck are we doing right now?
Come on, bruh. Yup. Oh, there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Full Flavor Podcast. I am the Ruff.
A lot of foam.
Man on the other end.
A lot of foam.
Listen, that's what happens when you drink keg beer sometimes, bro. That is Uncle Silk. What up, Seth?
Ooh, shit. Ooh, got a head on it. Got quite the head on it.
I'm walking it off, bro. Episode 58 when this drops.
5-8.
You got anything that you need to get off your chest real quick?
No, go right ahead. Keep it cracking.
You know what? I do have one thing.
All right.
Later in the podcast, we have the Illini Swami coming on. Talk about Illini football, little Illini basketball, kind of talk about the Bryce Hopkins thing. Just wanted to tease that a little bit.
Yeah,
that'll be later
up.
In the show.
That's fucked up. But yeah, we got them coming on. Some bullshit. Somebody need to ask what. Maybe that's what we need. Maybe that's what we need to inject into college recruiting. Ask what.
I think it's, dude, I'm telling you, that whole fucking AAU thing, but that's for later. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. If you've got nothing else, let's fucking get into it.
Get it cracking.
News. In the news, in Colorado, man, again, we talked about all the fires that were going on in the west, the western United States. But this one has kind of gotten a little near and dear to my heart as I lived out in that area for 10 years. The Rocky Mountain National Park is essentially burning. You've got dry and you've got winds and they're evacuating everything from both sides of the Continental Divide. Estes Park, where we visited very frequently when we lived in Greeley, Estes Park, where my daughter got married at De La Terra. We're supposed to get 14 inches of snow here shortly to kind of alleviate a lot of that shit. They've got that fire has burned up so much shit and it's 5% contained. Fuck, dude. They need a fucking break out there.
Yeah, they do. Real talk.
All right. Fucking Illinois. You had Dr. Ngezi. Acknowledging the sacrifices that have been made and to not give up. She breaks down talking about the increase in COVID, the increase in deaths, the fact that people have just kind of said, fuck it, I'm tired of doing this. I'm going to do my own thing. And numbers are going through the roof for the state of Illinois. She had been out there to deliver this news on a daily basis, very stone-faced and not. And today she fucking broke down and started crying.
Wow.
because people just aren't fucking listening. They aren't fucking doing what they're supposed to do. And it's, she just reached her breaking point.
I kind of understand that, though.
Yeah, there are days I reach my breaking point a lot, but that's, I just throw shit and break stuff, so.
You do? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can relate.
Last news story I had, in the United States, 50 Cent, Cube, Kanye, all working with Trump.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Okay, I'm just telling you. Well, I know Cube's situation. Cube went to both parties. Only the Trump party reached out. I get that.
But
Chelsea.
But a caveat is, since all of that, there's been representatives from Biden that have started talking to Cube. He's had some interaction. Okay. You know, he's looking for interaction from Biden. So you won't hear it. You won't hear about it until it happens from Biden. It might have been people from the Congressional Black Caucus or just, you know, different intermediaries. But, you know, that's really not talked about. So, but let me speak to 50 Cent just for a minute. 50 Cent, of course, rich men support Donald Trump because... what is he saying he's going to do for Richmond? They'll make him richer, right?
Yeah.
And he's going to cut their taxes. So if you're in a particular tax bracket, of course you're going to align yourself with Donald Trump. But Black America, by the percentage, what are we talking, 80, 85%? They're not really fucking with that.
Well, and that's the thing, is that's where I was going with this. Chelsea Handler, who dated 50 Cent, was quoted as saying, so he doesn't want to pay 62% of taxes because he doesn't want to go from 50 Cent to 20 Cent. And I had to remind him that he was a Black person, so he can't vote for Donald Trump. And he shouldn't be influencing an entire swath of people who may have listened to him because he was worried about his own personal pocketbook.
That's what he needs to
pick. I told your wife, but I don't want
to
buy him.
So
I'm
going to
take
care. That's it? Yeah, my brother's up here giving me the business, or at least he thinks he is.
Why is he trying to give you the what for?
Because I'm walking around with the phone to my ear. He's like, man, look, fuck, I'm going to get you the earbuds for Christmas. This is a bullshit. fucking red.
Hey, it is what it is, man.
But, that's a great point. That's a great point, what you're talking about. That's a great point. Those three... and I can't even say three because I don't consider Cube a part of that. He just wants wants someone to pay attention to his contract with Black America and look to, you know, expound on some of his ideas. I just feel that he should have been a little bit more inclusionary and did a little bit deeper research. People right there in LA that are real close to him could have helped draft a better contract, let's say.
Bet. Moving on to sports. NBA. Lakers winning. Were you surprised?
Not at all.
Stan Van Gundy now coaching the Pelicans.
What are we doing?
Here? Ty Lue now coaching the Clippers.
Yeah. So, I don't know how I feel about that. and they're, you know, they're talking about blowing up the roster, right?
To how many?
I heard Paul George is probably not going to be there next year.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not a basketball fan.
But when you were a Clippers fan. Well, no, and
I was
a Cleveland
in.
Fan. You used to like Cleveland, too.
That's because I like my boy.
Who's that?
My boy Hart.
Poor man's Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Love me some Ron Harper.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let me ask you a really dumb question.
Shoot.
And you don't have to answer this. Shoot. Is Rachel Nichols hot?
For BSPN?
Yeah.
I put my face in it.
All right. I've also heard that next season, they're looking at a shortened season.
Wait a minute.
72 games and no All-Star game.
The transition was kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. I was trying to gloss right over it.
What the fuck? The transition is kind of suspect. How do we go from that to straight into it? I'm trying to understand why you asked me that question. Are you looking at her right now, or what's going on?
Got his ass.
Wow.
No, while I was looking up NBA stories, there was a video where she was interviewing somebody, and I was like,
Yeah, she's straight. Come on now. Don't front. Huh. Don't front on home, girl.
Hey, I do remember when she used to have the gap between her teeth.
Hey, look, man, I'm not going to let you sit here and talk about my homegirl like that. We're going to have to.
No, no.
You have to get right.
We're going to keep it moving. Keep it moving. MLB World Series. Dodgers are up 2-1 over the Rays. You surprised?
Not at all. I figured Kershaw would win his game and, you know, it's going to be a great season, man. Or series. It's going to be a great series. So,
are there any players that you've been watching that you like that have kind of blown up?
I have a brand new respect for Mookie Betts. I will tell you that. Because
Mookie's balling the fuck out.
Not only that, I mean, recently this past week, there's been clips released of him playing basketball and dunking and playing, you know, and doing the football thing. And it's like, man, this dude is athletic as fuck. He could, I think he could legit play all three if he really wanted to.
Yeah. I'm being able to watch a majority of the series. I really like fucking Randy Arozarena.
Yeah, he's dope.
From Tampa. Dope. Dude, he's young and he has that youthful exuberance and he's just going out and having himself a fucking postseason.
Yeah.
You know, as a rookie, just out here just taking care of shit and it's fun to watch. The NFL. I'm just gonna kind of roll through this. I just give me two words. AB to Tampa Bay.
That's not a thing. Is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, he just signed a one-year contract with Tampa.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. Wow.
Yeah.
Cancer.
Love Bell to Kansas
Cancer.
City.
Cancer. You want me to expand?
Ngakwe.
Elaborate?
No. Okay. Nope. Ngakwe to Baltimore. He got traded 2 weeks before the season started, and now they fucking trade him.
Wow.
Dez to Baltimore.
Is it a done deal?
I believe it is.
Dez Bryant went to Baltimore?
Yeah,
practice
squad.
Practice squad. Wow.
Your boy Tua is going to start.
That's
Miami.
That's some bullshit. They should have used. I mean, I know they wanted to play, but at least wait for dude to start fucking up before you put him in, right?
Agreed. Old Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones, had his little baby deer moment.
Yeah.
Were you watching the game?
The chalk on the 40-yard line tripped him up, right?
Hit that baby deer, man.
Wow.
Couldn't control it. You've got three undefeated teams in the NFL: Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and Seattle. And you've got two teams in Kansas City and Chicago.
Who are they?
Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and Seattle.
I didn't hear.
Are the undefeated teams?
Loud. It's loud here.
Tennessee, Seattle, and Pittsburgh. two one-loss teams, Kansas City, Chicago.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know. In football, in the NCAA, that'd be college. Big Ten's back. No,
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, my. And that was the next question that I had. Was that a big kick in the dick for the Illini? Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Let's
okay. OBJ's banned from the LSU locker room for the next 2 years.
I think that's warranted. He's been paying players for a long time. I don't give a fuck what nobody's talking about. He's been sliding people in envelopes for a long ass time. So
looking at the games that were on today.
So OBJ, what? This is a personal message from me to you. OBJ.
Yeah, because he's gonna hear this.
So OBJ, I'm gonna need you to get all the way the fuck out of here. You and them envelopes you've been dropping off. LSU self-report shit. I don't give a fuck. Put them on probation again. Self-report some shit. So you give the premise that, oh, we're self-reporting it, so you shouldn't hit us in the head or nothing. Fuck it. Hit them son of a bitches. Dirty rotten bastards.
Facts. Lots of big spreads, lots of undefeated teams still this year. I did see a video that Mizzou has rebranded. Uh-oh. They've rebranded. They're now called the New Zoo, not Mizzou. They're New Zoo. Uniform changes, but I still don't need them in the fucking SEC. So, what I'm gonna need you to do is collect all your nice shiny Nike shit and get all the way the fuck.
Well, go
out
ahead
of here.
Then, okay. We're going to hit him. Go to get it then.
And I'm out.
That's it? We don't have nothing else?
That's it, man. Dude, we covered a lot of shit.
That's dope. Time-wise, where are we at?
On this right now, less than 20. Keep it fucking moving, baby. Well. Let's go.
Oh. What are you drinking? I hear you popping a top. Uh-oh. What's going on?
I am drinking a wonderful beer from Left Hand Brewery, and they are out of Longmont, Colorado. Shout out Colorado on fire. What up? I'm drinking
their
Oktoberfest.
So is that like Central Colorado, Northern? Yeah. Where are we talking about Colorado? The mountains?
Longmont. Longmont's just in the foothills. Longmont is kind of northwest of Denver. Still right along the mountain range. So yeah, it was 45 minutes there. About 45 from Greeley. Yeah, good fucking time. But it's a nice little Marzen lager. Nice little Oktoberfest. 6.6. Great Oktoberfest beer.
Great.
Let's fucking go. Great. Oh, this is very good.
What is it? Pumpkin spice?
Yeah, Oktoberfest, bro.
Does that mean
it's
pumpkin spice?
No, it's an Oktoberfest. No, it's Oktoberfest, bro. Oktoberfest beers are not pumpkin beers. Pumpkin beers are pumpkin beers.
I'm just trying to establish a line here. I'm just trying to see what we're doing. How would you describe that particular Oktoberfest beer? Is it hoppy
it's hoppy. Yeah, it's hoppy.
You already
dude.
Know what I feel about that. It's like, I'd love
you
it.
Love it.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, fucking IPAs are hoppy.
Okay.
You'd be down with this. This is a little heavier than the GI Oktoberfest. This is good. You'd like this.
Wow.
What do you got? What are you drinking?
I'm riding the big wave, and I'm on the Coda.
Yeah.
From the keg, and I'm nice. I ain't gonna lie. I've been here for a minute.
I can tell.
I'm nice. I'm bent like elbows in here.
You bent like elbows? Hey, you got views or anything?
Not in this condition, I don't. I have
you motherfucker.
I have some information about UFC though. Khabib wins in a second round submission. But then he retires.
Who, Khabib retired? All right, man, listen. Here's what you're doing right now. All you're doing is, when this drops, it'll be old news.
Well, it'll be new old news, because right now it's new.
What the fuck are you doing, man? New old news. Oh, okay. Bet. Got it. All right. What else you got?
Not too much, man. I'm kind of going through it right now. I'm in a transition period. You know what I'm saying? What?
I don't know what that means.
I'm transitioning.
I don't know what that means.
One place to the next, and you know, we're all here right now, transitioning together.
I thought that when you were transitioning, I was transitioning that beer from the can to my mouth. That's what I thought you meant by you were in a transition phase.
Yeah, that's not what I meant. But it's all good. I will tell you, I'm
my bad.
This Iowa-Purdue game, fourth quarter, Iowa up 17-14. This is actually a pretty good game here.
Hey, fuck around. Alana going to be fucking 0-2. Yeah,
I don't see them beat either one of these two teams I'm looking at right now. Which makes me declare that Iowa coaching,
Lovey Gone.
Iowa coaching,
Lovey Gone.
Much better than Illinois coaching. Period.
Are they much better because they're racist?
Say that again.
Do racists make better coaches? Is that what you're saying?
In this case, yes, because they have a bunch of three-star athletes, and they're not turning the ball over. They're more disciplined, and they're doing the little things that you need to do as a good team. So it's like, man, if Lovey don't go 500, get him all the way the fuck out of here. Because he's a former NFL coach that's not getting that occasional four-star or five-star to commit to his program. So it's like,
NFL coach, how are you not fucking getting these fucking people?
Not getting the recruits. It's obvious that his scheme and his coaching X's and O's aren't getting them over. Why should he be there?
I don't think it's not so much that his X's and O's. I think they're fucking recruiting trash.
They've got 3 and 4 stars on defense. They've got a bunch of 3 and 4 stars. So now we're talking scheme, right? I've seen. He's got like 3 or 4 transfers. He's got a transfer from the University of Miami. He's got a transfer from the University of South Carolina. He's got all these transfer.
All right, so now you got all these transfers. So nobody knows how to work like, together yet.
Oh, they could play. They could ball out. Now, last night I saw a bunch of Wisconsin receivers just running around with nobody within 5 or 10 yards from them. And I'm not talking about just the guy who caught the ball. There was another guy that was open too. And it's like, okay, what the fuck are we doing? Right? What are we doing?
I'm not playing defense.
We're
out-coached.
That means we're out-coached. Defense
is optional.
No,
in Illinois?
It's not. We have the athletes. We have.
Wait
speed.
Till I call
we
Jim
have the
Taylor.
Athletes. It's just like they've got them in the wrong spots. It ran.
Well, that's what we like to call unfortunate.
Yeah, he's probably got to go. If he doesn't yeah, finish 500 this year, I would say he's got to go.
Well, listen. All right, listen. And listen, let's look at it like this. Let's look at it from a perspective that you have to hope, one, that nobody on your team or the team that you're facing catches COVID. In an 8-game season is essentially what you have. You're already 0-1. Purdue and Iowa are going to get – then you get fucking Minnesota. You're 4 right there. You got 8 fucking games, bro.
No doubt.
So, hey, if I'm fucking what's the AD? Yep. Whiteman? Hey, you might as well start looking for a new fucking coach now, bro.
Cut to the chase.
They ain't going 500.
Because they still got to play Ohio State. Yeah, those motherfuckers.
That's what I'm saying. So you know that you're already going to – you can't run with Iowa or Purdue. There's fucking 3 losses right there. Then you get Minnesota – Week three? Yeah, come on, man. You're 0-5. Lovey's gone. He's fired fucking midway through the season. We'll see ya.
And I like Lovey. And I like him. I like
and
him.
I'm not even an Illinois fan, bro. I'm not even an Illinois fan.
Right.
And I can see the writing on the wall.
The killing part is I like Lovey. I like what he stands for. I like the connection he makes with these kids. But I just don't think, schematic-wise, I just don't think that he's an effective coach. And he's trying to run this Tampa 2 defense against all of these spread offenses and all that. How many did we give up last night? 45. Yeah, he gave up 45.
It's like, 45 points, bro. You gave up like $1,500. You gave up like 1,500 yards in fucking total offense.
And the other side of that is...
Maybe I made that number up.
I think we need to look at the depth chart and see who we have where. Because people like Mike Epstein, I love Mike Epstein. He's fast and all of that. Last year he gets hurt. This year, the second play of the year,
football.
And it's just like, okay, maybe he don't have.
I hear a butt.
He could be cold and not have it.
But was that a butt?
I try not to say it, but basically, it's a butt.
It was a butt, though, right?
He's the starter.
That was a
He's
butt,
the starter,
though, right?
But
yeah,
maybe Norwood or somebody
needs to be. Maybe he should be third motherfucker in. Maybe he should be the third down back. Maybe he should be on kickoff return.
Yeah, or maybe
and that's where he should stay
in the slot every now and again. You know, other shit. But because that was the killer.
For some favorable matchups.
They did. So Wisconsin kicked off. Illinois received the kick. 1st and 10. They come out. They throw a screen pass for 7 yards. It's like, oh shit, okay, good start. 2nd and 3, they headed to Epstein. Football. And it's like, fuck, man, this is the same shit that was going on last year. What are we doing? We have not progressed. Football. 31-yard line. Purdue recover, or not Purdue, but Wisconsin recovers.
Whoa. You're putting putting bad juju out there already, bro.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm making that beast move face. The one where he shows every single one of his teeth and he tries to smile while he's doing it. Oh, fuck. All right, so in conclusion. I'm gonna put this on the podcast. I'm gonna put it on me right now. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make next week, bro.
I'll cancel it today.
If I'm being 100 with you, like I always am, dude, I don't know if I'm gonna get a fucking day off next week, and I'm gonna probably be working 50 phones every fucking day.
Whoa, shit. That's serious.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's me and two hourly managers. And I was fortunate enough to get this Saturday and last Saturday off. But I've got one of my people that need to work, that I need to work on Saturday. He's requested it off because of Halloween, and I got to take my kids, and I got to do this and that and the third. And, all right, well, I'll take a day off during the week. Oh, I can't do that. Can't do that. Can't do that. So, yeah, it's your boy's on deck all fucking day, all, every day.
Well, I'll catch day. All day, every day.
Yep.
Wow, that's messed up.
Yeah, well, here's all I'm going to say about the situation.
That I...
Every day that I work over a five-day work week, I'm rolling those days. I'm banking them days. And I'm gonna use them on Thanksgiving week when I go out to fucking North Carolina, and I'm not fucking getting taxed for my vacation days.
Wow. Wow.
That's fucked up, man.
Oh, shit. 2014
fucked
Iowa
up.
Right now.
Hey,
fourth quarter.
Hey. Go enjoy the rest of your niceness. I think right now we'll go ahead and we'll cut to the interview with the Illini Swami. It's Ryan Evan, and you can follow him on Twitter at Illini Pulse Rye.
Absolutely.
Uncle Silk, let's take it.
Ruh. Hey, Ruh.
What up?
Can I introduce you to my homeboy, the Illini Swami?
Please.
Yeah, this is the Illini Swami. This is a cat I go to when I need the information, right? You know, not the premium, got to pay, what is it, $20 a month information, but the Illini Swami information. And my man is nice. I know you've checked him out a little bit. So, you know, just a quick introduction. This is my man, the Ruh. Ryan, this is, or Illini Swami, as we refer you to. This is the Ruh, my man.
What's going on, buddy?
My co-host on Full Flavor.
It's awesome, man. Thanks for having me on here, guys. And, you know, you can call me Ryan. It's okay. I mean, the Twitter thing is, yeah, the people call me Swami, Illini Swami. And what's funny is I made that up just to kind of, you know, give yourself a little flavor. So, you know, you could probably understand that.
This is the best. This is easily the best guest we've had. He's already hitting us with the flavor. What's the name of our podcast? Okay. Exactly. I see. All right.
So, you know, give myself a little calling card. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. So people don't mistake me for anybody else. And right. So like 4 years ago, I just started doing some predictions for the Illini recruiting for football and basketball. I started getting a lot of them right. And then people started taking notice. And then I've had some people around the program who've really taken a liking to me that are either affiliated with the coaching staffs or their player parents or, you know, people who work inside the athletic department who like what I do. So they give me information and I pass it around for free for all the diehard Illini fans.
That's what's up. Now that's love. What's up. That's love. He establishes those relationships in order to talk that talk, and he provides that to us fans. That's dope, bro. I salute you for real.
Yeah, I mean that's for real. And the reason why I figured I'd want to do that is because for many years I always wanted to know what was really going on. You know, it's like I really wanted to know what was happening behind the scenes, and I didn't really have anywhere to go other than Illinois loyalty. And now I'm not going to get too deep on that, but Illinois loyalty is an interesting place, and it's just not someplace that I thought was dependable. It was just a bunch of people just rambling. So I wanted to go someplace and find establish relationships that I could give people real information. So that's where we are right now.
That's what's up. Cool. So
that is cool.
So full disclosure, I'm heavy on Illinois loyalty too, and I feel what you're saying. You know, I mean, it's good to an extent, but there is a whole lot of, I'll call it venting on there, and then, you know, but overall, it's a decent site. I'm glad that you're doing what you're doing, though, for real.
And that's why we haven't discussed it yet. But again, I run IlliniPulse.com. So I take a lot of pride in it. And I feel like it's probably the premier recruiting site in the sense of, you know, really who's coming and who's not, which is a lot of the reason why you want me to come on today to talk about Bryce Hopkins, I'm sure.
Whoa.
Slow down. Bro. That felt like we had an ulterior motive than anything else. Nah, it's, you know, what? The main thing is we wanted you on here.
That's a fun comment. You guys seem like y'all have a lot of fun. So
we want you on here to talk that talk. Of course, if it involves Bryce Hopkins, I'm not gonna get in the way of you, you know, dropping a jewel or anything.
Yeah,
but you know. Yeah, it is what it is.
We'll transition into it. But anyway, so yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Really? Okay. That's what's up. Go ahead, Ruh. I know you usually have. So first of all, I'm going to let you know, Ruh, the reason why it's so loud in the background, I'm up here at Kavanaugh's, and I'm enjoying, you know, on the Kona, a little big wave action. That's what I'm doing right now. I'll take a ceremonial pull for you right now. Because I know you like it when I take a nice pull here. Oh, my goodness.
Absolute worst.
Huh?
You are the absolute worst.
I mean, I'm just saying. We got the Swami on. I got my beer is cold. It's all good. You know what I'm saying?
All you need next is, well, all we need now is Ked Prince, right?
We got to make that happen. We got to make that. He's probably around here somewhere. But I have a little hangover. Swami, last night was terrible.
Oh, man.
Not even an offensive touchdown. So I'm struggling right now.
I hear you. Oh no, I hear you. It was you know, there was a little hope there towards half. It was 14-7. I was saying to myself, man, you really couldn't play much worse than this, and you're only down 7. And of course, then they give up what, 2 touchdowns in the final 3 minutes of the, you know, and it's like you don't run the clock out, you know, you give up a big drive that was an 80-yard drive. It's and it just spiraled down from there. So it's very disappointing.
But I will say, this is going to be probably hard to understand because they got beat 45-7. They did at first. They did look different. They looked a little bit like dogs and a little bit more athletic. That's my frustration because, you know, that defense, I mean, I can see where they're faster, they're more athletic, but I mean, no results yet, right?
Yeah. To me, you know, you got to look at too. So they're out Devin Witherspoon, who some sources I have on the staff have told me that they think he's the best corner on the team.
Wow.
Yeah, better than Hobbs. And look, I like Hobbs. He's got some really good qualities. He's a very good tackler in the open field, but he gets burnt a lot, and you see him chasing guys a lot. When you see the back of a cornerback's jersey more than you do, you know, the front, that tells you he's behind the guy quite a bit. And so Hobbs has had his issues. But Witherspoon, I've been told, is the best cornerback on the team, and he didn't play. You also didn't have Isaiah Gay, your best defensive end, your best pass rusher. And then Jake Hansen goes out in the first quarter.
Saw that, yeah.
And so then you're really without 3 of your best defensive players. So then you got other guys in, and Derek Smith. I'll just finish in this point real quick about the secondary. Derek Smith, who, you know, transferred from Miami, you could tell he was just out of place. You know, he was a linebacker, then they put him at safety, and then he probably fell a little out of water. And you could tell 2 of those blown coverages were Derek Smith because he literally didn't cover anyone.
Okay. So that's the explanation for Wisconsin wide receivers just running around without anybody 5-10 yards of them?
Yeah, it's a bunch of guys who – a couple of them who hadn't played in a couple of years. And, definitely not just on them. I mean, I was also told, you know, that inside that locker room that Lovie Smith took a lot of the blame to those players. He put the blame on them, that he didn't have them prepared, and that falls on the coaching staff, which I think we could all agree on.
So, Ruh, I'm going to throw it to you because I know you have some things that you're wondering about. So go ahead, jump out there, bro.
First thing I had, does the loss Friday, what does it do for the program moving forward? I mean, the Big Ten is, you know, quote unquote, late to the party with some college teams have already played 6 games, today being the 7th. And you don't have that room for error, especially to take big losses like this. What does this do for the program moving forward?
Well, it definitely puts them to a position to where, you know, you can't lose to Purdue next week at home. You know, you don't want to start out 0-2 and then have, you know, Minnesota come into town the following week. So for any chances of – it's funny to say this, but if you're wanting to win the Big Ten West, you can't lose next week. You know, they have to win. They have to win the next 2 games at home to set themselves up, you know, for a matchup with Rutgers in week 4. So they're creating a scenario to put pressure on themselves, you know, with only an 8-game schedule, really.
So as someone who follows the program from very far afar, if Lovie doesn't do what, fill in the blank, this year, he's gone.
I would say get to at least 500, you know, and make a bowl game. I think, you know, you can't have last year's team, you know, make a bowl, get to 500, and then you lose a bowl. You lost your last 3 games of the year. You can't have another season of under that, of another subpar, because then you're looking at what? 4 of his 5 seasons were non-bowl seasons.
Yep.
You know, I think you've got to have back-to-back bowl seasons, because then you're saying we're regressing instead of progressing.
Progressing.
Wow. And you made the statement, we can't lose to Purdue next week, and I'm up here watching them play Iowa. Tough. This is actually a good football game, man. I don't know.
Well, I mean, even though there will be no fans really there, you know, it's still a game in Champaign. I'm sure I can tell you this. I have 100% confidence they will come out ready to play next week, Illinois. I think there's a pride issue, too. I think that usually shows its head. You know, there's some guys on this team with NFL aspirations, another thing. So you're going to want to see Brandon Peters bounce back. You know, Bebe's going to want to hold on to some of those balls that he dropped. You know, you're going to see the O-line probably block a little bit more. And I think there's going to be just some pride value there, too, with the coaching staff as well, because you don't want to get blown out and then the next week lose at home to a team that you feel like it's a pretty similar style talent-wise.
Absolutely.
And they're also getting Rondale Moore back next week, too.
Yeah, I saw that. Figures, but yeah. I don't know. Give me your thoughts on Isaiah, and I know we're starved for more information about him, and we just want to know where he's at. It's telling that he's in the number 2 slot for the depth chart now. I don't know how firm that is. You could probably
I would say it's solid. Regardless if he was number 2 or not, I know Rod Smith has packages for him. He'll play every game. And I don't know if you guys saw that or not, but you saw after the game, Brandon Peters was like surprised how much he played. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I saw the commentary and all that. That's kind of frustrating to me.
Yeah, but I think he's got probably 6 to 8 plays a game at least. I would like to see him, even though his first throw of the game was really short, I definitely would like to see him getting the throw a little bit more, because I feel like when you bring him in and he just is running or read option every time, that it's pretty predictable.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But I feel like, you know, he just needs some, you know, just give him more time. Everybody needs a little bit of time. And I think this year's Brandon Peters' year, though. I think next season is when you're really going to see either Gregory Deuce Band, who's the recruit from Florida, or Isaiah Williams is gonna be the man. So, and I think if not, I would love to see Isaiah on the field because he's an A plus athlete. I honestly would love to see him in the slot.
Okay, good feedback. Rudd, did you have another question, or where are you at?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I wanted to transition from the sport that we're in now. My first question that I had for you regarding basketball, why won't or why can't cats from this state stay in state? Why can't they stay in house? I mean, what is it that we don't offer to keep these kids in house?
Well, I can tell you this. I can only speak for at least until the problem really started. I mean, I think we would all agree back when Bill Self, you know, even Lon Kruger and Bill Self were here, and even in the early Bruce Weber days, that those best players did stay. So, you know, you look at the Peoria pipeline, and then, you know, you had Brian Cook, and we could keep going down the list there of even Jamar Smith. It's just more of, I would say now that the losing, you know, for many years, not making the tournament wasn't appealing to a lot of kids. And I think that the fact that they weren't winning, there's other bigger schools that were negative recruiting Illinois, saying like, why would you want to go there? You know, they can't even win. You know, they're a losing program. They're a bottom tier team. There was a lot of that going on the recruiting trail. And honestly, with the age of these guys, you got to think about it too. What have they seen growing up? You know, they're 18, 19 year old kids, 17. So for the last, what, 8, 9 years, what have they seen Illinois really do well?
Yeah, not much.
Yeah.
Right.
So what Brad Underwood did last season is very important, and it's establishing something. And then this year, you have a top 10 team, has Final Four aspirations. And I feel like regardless how this fall recruiting class goes, I think a big season is going to help finish out the spring signing class.
Dope. That's dope.
Well, hopefully that answered your question.
It does. It does. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It just, but it doesn't make me feel any better about historically who we've missed out on. especially most recent. We're from Rock Island, and we all thought Chasen was going to go there, and then we hear Stanford. I can understand the decision to go to Stanford, but it's like, it's still a kick in the nuts, regardless if we knew him or not. It's a kick in the nuts, and I'm tired of walking around with a Mike 80 cup on.
Yeah,
you know,
and you know, I'd actually talked to Ked about that whole Chasen Randall thing, and he was telling me, you know, like the Illinois just they thought they had him, and then they slipped up. I guess I don't know if it was Weber or what, or
well, they thought they had him based on relationships because him and Tracy were tight. And they played on the Illinois Wolves, and, you know, maybe they didn't give the effort they thought they needed to because they thought the Tracy tie-in and, you know, hey, come here was enough. But it ended up that was not enough.
Yeah, there's some just serious stories of Weber missing out on guys. Like, he picked Bill Cole over Robbie Hummel.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. He chose to watch who I'm trying to think. There's, I know that Frank Kaminsky, he skipped out on a Frank Kaminsky workout.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the list could go on and on. But, yeah, the Chasen Randall thing hurt. But I will tell you, for a while, it didn't look like that because Stanford wasn't any good until his senior year when they made the Elite Eight, I think.
Yeah. Yep, no doubt.
So, you know, honestly, winning is going to be the biggest factor. And I think there's a lot of other things at play. And, you know, when here in a few minutes, we'll talk about Bryce and I'll explain some more of that. That there's just other things going on that, you know, they've been real sad. You know, I don't know if you've still, okay, your name's Uncle Silk on Twitter. So what should I actually call you?
Silk is cool. Ain't that fuck you laughing at? Fuck out of here with that laughter and shit.
And you know I'm being genuine. I don't know because you know we just know each other from our Twitter names. You know.
Right. Silk. Silk is cool.
Silk All right, I'll call cool. you Silk.
Fuck you, Ruh. But I will say this about Bryce Hopkins. Man, is there a legit tie with him and Adam Miller, or was that just a little overblown? I know the situation with him, but how does that factor in with, because they all know each other. I'm sure they all know each other.
They know each other, but like to the extent, I think not everybody, you know, on the recruiting scene is super close, but they know of each other. But I believe Adam Miller and Bryce Hopkins, there was some connection there. You know, there was Bryce was keeping up with how Adam, you know, went about his business, his commitment to Illinois, you know, when he was at Morgan Park. You know, they had a friendship, I would say, at least, you know, and you could track that on Twitter. I mean, you could see it. So I genuinely think there's a connection there with Miller and Bryce Hopkins. Not I think more than anybody on the Kentucky team.
Right. But still not strong enough to offset this push from an AAU program to make a decision. You know, that relationship probably isn't enough to fill that gap.
Yeah, and I guess it boils down to this, you know, and I try to be real, and that's the thing that I always try and let people know on my Periscopes, is that, you know, it's sadly, you know, Mocon out of Kansas City has pretty much said, hey, you're going to Kentucky. You know, it's like, this is where you're going because, you know, they've already established things with Kentucky, and as my source told me, it's an ugly business. And there's just a lot more at play than most people want to deal with. And it's like I told him a six-figure decision for a 17-year-old. I mean, I couldn't even pay my phone bill on time when I was 17.
Right.
And these guys are like, hey, let my family down. Hey, let Mocon down, who I've been with for a few years, who I've feel like they're like brothers and uncles to me. Do I turn my back on them and just say F you, you know, and then go to Illinois, or do I go to Kentucky where I know majority of people in my life are going to be happy about it?
Yeah, but
I mean, does that really make Bryce happy though? I don't really know. We don't really know that answer.
Right. But let's, like you say, we like to keep it real. And Ruh, what is our motto on here? We call a spade a motherfucking spade. So I don't know, Swami. This just feels like Khalil Whitney all over again. So
yeah, that's I guess. Hold on, that's the thing. Why do AAU teams have so much say in where these kids are going?
There's a bag out here.
Fuck that,
and,
dude.
And Cal has provided the bag. Maybe not directly.
No.
But he knows.
Not directly. Trust me. The situation is so just – it's man, it's like an Rubik's Cube. It's like – it's really hard to figure out, like, how it happens. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah, convoluted.
There's just so many leads. It's like, which one's real? And where is it coming from? And you can't trace it. And – but they work hard at it. Let's be real. Cal has not been busted once. So.
Yeah, he's slick. He's slicker than a can of oil. Okay.
Yeah, and so and trust me, this is big time college basketball. It goes on all the time. You guys know that.
Yep.
And people were saying, well, why doesn't Illinois do that? Blah blah blah. And I'm not diverging in any of that because I just. You know, that's I cover Illinois. I care about Illinois. I just told this is all I can tell you. That's not how it works when you're with a specific AAU program for your whole teenage life and they have specific connections to specific teams. I can tell you this right now. Can anybody tell me when the last Mocon player came to Illinois? I can't remember.
Yeah, that's real.
That's just how it works. And Illinois has been Illinois's gotten Mac Irvin Fryer, guys. That's just how it is.
Yeah. Mac Irvin Fryer is pretty much like a feeder for the university in some aspects.
Yeah, and it's all about relationships, and it's all about relationships.
Yeah.
So, and then that would boil down to this question, and it's a good one. And I thankfully have the answer just because I wanted to know myself. So I asked my coach a couple days ago, I said, if Illinois isn't getting MoCon kids, then why were they recruiting Bryce so hard, you know?
Great question.
And he told me because Bryce's family wanted him to be recruited by Illinois. And so, to me, it's a double-edged sword. It's like you get down to this finish line, and Illinois puts in all this work because, you know, Clyde, his dad, wanted Illinois to recruit him because, I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but Bryce tried to commit to Kentucky a couple months ago.
Right. I remember you talking about that.
And they didn't accept it yet. So that really burnt their, burnt their nose. You know, it was, I would have been mad too. So then Bryce at the end of this day now is taking this into his own hands and saying, well, you didn't want me then. So do you really want me now? And so it's boiled down to he wanted to find a different place to go if Kentucky wasn't going to take him. And so it boiled down to Illinois, Providence, in Kentucky, and Indiana really is not a serious player in this, so it seems a bit Calipari and them do want to take him, but is that really where Bryce is going to choose? And I will say this right now, as I told you guys on my scope yesterday, that I would lean towards Kentucky right now, not just because MoCon's pushing for him, but I feel like he really wanted to go there a couple months ago. And I think his mom and dad are on board with whatever he wants. And if he feels like Kentucky's where he can be seen the best, they're going to help him get to the pros, then he'll go there. But yeah, but I feel like we all could agree that they're just loaded. There's not much room there for him, but there would be at Illinois. But
They just signed a four. What was his name? A five-star four. I can't think of his name, but
was it the Collins kid?
Yes, that's who it is.
Yeah, so there's another name there. He's like a 4-5, and I'm like, well, Bryce is like a 3-4, and I know some of this stuff doesn't mean everything, but if you look on his Instagram and his Twitter, Bryce Hopkins just liked Sky Clark's commitment to Kentucky, and he just followed that kid on Instagram. So sometimes those little things can lead to, those are like little hints.
Yeah.
And I would just lean, like I said, I would lean towards Kentucky heading into Monday night. So nobody's really super, depressed or like nut, a kick to the balls on Monday night. You should just expect it's going to be Kentucky.
Right.
Just expect
okay.
it.
Even.
But then you get to be super surprised
yes.
if he decides
and
to
you
flip.
Can, the joy is even more if he decides to come to Illinois. But I want this to be known, too, to all your full-flavored listeners, right? Is that what it is? Full-flavored?
That's right. You
all
got
right.
it.
Full-flavored listeners.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir.
That come Monday. It's not done yet. The Illinois staff hasn't been told no. The Kentucky staff has not been told yes. So I believe he'll be doing all that stuff by tomorrow night. So, if things are going to be good for Illinois, you'll start to see some people flip their, future casts on Rivals and their crystal balls on 247. If anything's going to change, you'll see that come Monday morning.
I will say I don't understand how a kid does not get excited for a vibe. I mean, the Illinois program is trending upwards so much. It's like, how do you not get excited to stay home, play with your boys, and take it to the next level after IO hands it to you? It's like I just don't get it. I don't get it, but on the other, being a business decision and being told, hey, this is what you're going to do because of relationships that you're not privy to, Man, that sucks, man. Hey, you talk about a shot to the nuts. It's just, man, it just.
But I will tell you this. I will tell you that this year's basketball team is really why this won't make me like depressed, because in the past I would just be depressed like, oh, another one. But then you look at the team we have this year and you're like, I want to enjoy this. And there's also some really good young players on that team. You know, I feel like Andre Curbelo is more than going to carry the team. Andre Curbelo is a legit just superstar, man. Like, and Adam Miller in the same token. So to me, it's the team is in good hands. And I think that while the season's not over, the recruiting class isn't over. They still have Mac Etienne, you know, for 2021, who's going to be signing in the spring. You know, they've got Wesley Cardet Jr., who is, you know, has really good connections to Orlando Antigua. And there's one other kid here that I'm going to tell you guys to be on the lookout for. And they just offered him last week. It's his name's Ramses Melendez. It's R.J. Melendez. Ramses Melendez.
Oh, yeah. Puerto Rican national kid, yeah. Right?
Yeah, he is a stud. And I'm going to tell you what, for you guys on Twitter, get on at Melendez, R-A-M-S-E-S, Ramses, the dude. And just look at his highlights. Go to YouTube and look him up. He's 6'7 and can handle the rock. And he finishes with both hands. He's an undervalued kid. Let me tell you what, he's got a good connection to Orlando Antigua. And he's a kid that I think the Illini are in really good with already.
So this could be a decent plan B, it feels like.
Oh, yeah, more than a decent plan B. I mean, he just got offers from Iowa State, DePaul. Before Illinois offered him. I'm looking at his offers right now. But Seth Georgia, the list can go on and on. And he's just a late bloomer in some aspects, but again, I've heard that Illinois is in good with him already.
Good. So I guess that could possibly soften the blow. But, you know, Swami, just so you know who you're talking to, you know, I mean, the Ruh is an Iowa fan.
Whoa.
Just realize you're in mixed company, and, you know. I'm just playing. He's a Florida fan.
Is there any Illini like love for him or from him or what? Or is it just he's a Florida Gator fan?
Well,
no. Listen, I'm. Jesus,
they got something going on up here. I don't know what the hell.
Is that why he moved from Rock Island?
He moved to Rock Island from Rock Island to Toledo because he's a Florida fan. I guess.
Fucking shots. This conversation could be over too.
What up, bro?
No, I do show him love. I mean, if something goes down or I see something, I text him. I shoot him a text. Hey, is this good? Is this a good thing that this is happening? Is this how does this work?
Specifically, I remember the last one was related to Io. Commit. You're like, yo, what's going on with Io? Is this dude legit? Is he gonna help you? You know, I remember that.
So I mean, I can still show love because it is from my home state, but
yeah,
it's just a different kind of love. That's all.
My brother moved to Florida too. I mean, if you do live in Florida, I didn't catch it, but my brother moved to Florida. Okay, all right.
No.
Okay.
Oh, Florida. Ever since Billy Donovan left, now it's fuck Florida. Okay. All right.
Fuck that. All right.
But the whole Iowa thing I get, though, because Kedrick, you know, works in Iowa, I believe, you know, and he deals with just Iowa fans all the time, and he covers Illinois, so I'm sure living up there, you know, in the Moline area, the Quad Cities, is interesting.
So, I made the.
You got to tell those people around you. You're doing a podcast. They need to be quiet, and they need to realize that they're talking with Silk. Silk is doing his podcast.
With the Swami. That's probably what I should tell them. Hey, be quiet, the Swami is talking. No, but for me, I don't know how far back you go with our podcast, but one of the early ones, like two or three, I let everyone know off top my feelings on Iowa, and they have not changed. Bruh, it's still the same, right?
Oh, I mean, no doubt.
It's a just an unmeasurable hatred for black and gold. And Herky, I just
very contentious, hate, very contentious.
Fucking hate Iowa, right?
Contentious.
And, Swami, I've said many times. I mean, I hate him so much that, and I'll say this again: if Iowa was playing the Ku Klux Klan All-Stars,
stop.
I would have a Klan hat on with pom poms doing cartwheels and not drop a beer yelling go Klan go. That's how much I hate Iowa.
Oh man. And let me tell you what, man, that's some real hatred. That's like pure just and I don't like them very well. I mean, you know, I was a little boy when the whole Bruce Pearl Deion Thomas stuff happened. So that was already, you know, ingrained in me as a little kid of like, hey, this whole scenario was bad, you know. And then, you know, once you get older, you kind of research it a little more. But let me tell you what, since Fran McCaffrey has taken over Iowa, he's the perfect guy to hate, Fran McCaffrey.
Absolutely.
I mean, just his very mentality. Punchable face. He's smug.
You know? Very punchable, huh?
Very punchable face.
He's smug. He's like, he's that guy that like, he's like, I'm not apologizing for anything. Like, you know, I was super proud of DeMonte for getting in his son's face and saying, look, this is our town. This is our game. And it ain't happening. And I think he set the tone for this season. Like, we got the best of you at the end of the year. You know what? And we're going to take the baton now. And I think Illinois is going to run with it this year. I really think Illinois is one and Iowa is two. And then I got Wisconsin three in the Big Ten.
Ahead of Michigan State.
Wait. Wait a minute. Are the Flying Illini back?
I don't know. I think you really need to look because I'm telling you, everybody has Illinois at least in their top eight. At least. Nationally.
The Flying Illini. Let's go.
Oh yeah, I don't think I've seen one prediction where Illinois isn't in the top three. Up Big Ten. So, yeah. I'm going to respect Iowa for their talent with Luka Garza and some other guys on that team.
They have shooters.
And they're getting Jordan Bohannon back. So
they have some shooters.
Yeah, they've got a good squad.
That's my only reservation with the Illini. It's like, what kind of shooters do we have? How are we gonna hold up 3-point range.
Well, I mean, Adam Miller's going to help that. You know, you still got Trent back there. And I would say that you've got Jacob Grandison, the transfer from Holy Cross, who shoots close to 40%. I think the shooting is going to be a lot better this year, even though Alan Griffin transferred, and that did hurt. I feel like they're going to be better shooting the ball.
That's dope. That's dope. Bro, what else you got?
Man, I'm tapped. I'm tapped on this end.
That's it?
Hey, well.
That's it, man.
I'm glad I could you know, fill the your line I fixed for the day, and I'm glad I could jump on with you guys.
I appreciate Most that.
Most deaf.
Oh, and I had seen Silk, his stuff from afar. You know, he likes my stuff. He retweets it. You know, he'll comment, he'll tweet at me, and then I'll look at his. I looked at your profile a few times and saw a little bit about your podcast, so that's why I said, hey, you want me on sometime? I'll jump on and talk some Illini sports.
Hey, this is I think this would be a nice little segment. We could call it Obligatory Illini Talk.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll be honest, though, before I jump off here, what other stuff do y'all talk about on the podcast?
Well, we do a little news, we do a little sports, we talk about beers, Silk hits people with new music, new videos, new things that are out on Netflix and shit like that, and just generally just kind of shoot the shit and do a whole lot of nothing.
Crack a lot of jokes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I mean, that's what a podcast is for, you know. It's just have a good time, shoot the shit, and, you know, maybe get some new information. But, yeah, anyway, I will say I listen to some of the music, the beats and stuff that old Silk produced. It's some good stuff. So I would definitely, you know, recommend that to anybody to take a listen to.
So I will be kind of shooting you a couple options for you to use, by the way. I'll give you, I don't know, three or four, five, maybe five or six different options. You know, see if you can use them with your podcast or whatever else you got going on. So I'll be emailing that a little bit later today.
That's right. And again, anybody listening on the Illini side of this, you can follow me at Twitter at IlliniPulseRye and IlliniPulse.com.
Most definitely.
There it is.
I know Swabby. How to plug my stuff, fellas. It's all good.
Attaboy. Go ahead. Attaboy. Get it. Get
you know
it.
How it goes. You know how it goes. All right, y'all.
Swami, we appreciate the hell out of you, man. One love.
All right, one love. And as I say on my scope, Swami out.
Attaboy.
There it is.